I'll just update on the injury report. The only guy we had go out that did not return was Chris Cooper with an ankle, his left ankle. Any questions?
Same deal he had by any chance?
Yeah, you know, I don't know the seriousness of it right now. I don't think the early look is there's no broken bones. So, but, you know, I don't know what that actually means yet. So we'll continue to evaluate it, and when I have some educational comments, I'll let you know.
Coach, I was pretty proud of the way your team persevered today.
Yeah, I think we knew this was going to be a tough game, and, you know, a team that's, you know, sat on three losses in a row and had a bye week. You're kind of coming into a hornet's nest, and they're a talented football team. And I think you just saw examples of that out there today. Well coached, I think Marvin had them ready to play. And, you know, I was proud of our guys just to hang in there and find a way to get that score at the end.
How about the way Manning kept it together? Obviously, you added two bad picks in the third. Two touchdown passes in the fourth. Not many quarterbacks hold together like that.
No, I mean, he's special at it, you know, as far as, you know, having a guy under center in that fourth quarter when, you know, a lot of games are won and lost in this league, you know, he finished the race pretty well.
Champ
fair. You know, not bad. He had a tough deal. You know, that A.J. Green, as I said all week, is, you know, one of the better young receivers, if not the best young receiver in this league. So he's big, he's fast, he's talented, he's got great verticals. So we knew that'd be tough, and we knew it'd be a tough matchup for Champ.
Hey, the Von Miller looked like finding ways to spring him free, and he takes advantage.
Well, I mean, he does a lot of that on his own, too. You know, he's a very gifted player. We're proud to have him here with the Denver Broncos. And, you know, he came up big. And, you know, we had our moments defensively as well. And, you know, he was part of those positive moments, along with Champ getting that big interception late.
John, big picture, now that you're halfway through with all the changes you guys have had, the quarterback and everything else, how do you feel at the midway point?
Well, we're a game behind what our goal was. We tried to go 3-1, 6-2 at the halfway point. We're 5-3, and you know, I think you know, we've tasted a little bit of success here with three victories in a row, and you know, championship teams are able to string those together. So we'll see. You know, moving into the second half of the season next week in Carolina.
What made you decide to go with
Trindon
on the kickoff return today?
You know, just he is explosive. He's kind of, you know, he made one little boo-boo there, I think, in the second half. But all in all, you know, his return was a big-time play to start us off, you know, in the third quarter. You know, he's a guy that's just going to get more used to what we're doing, getting around his teammates, you know. But he's a very explosive guy for sure.
Hey, getting the ball in the second half has worked out for you.
Yep.
Kind of so, coincided with your win streak.
Today we kind of planned it that way because we actually won the toss, but a couple times it's been the other team helped us.